This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has stressed on democratizing AI, saying it must become a tool for inclusion and empowerment, particularly for the Global South. Inaugurating the India AI Impact Summit 2026 at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi, in the presence of many world leaders, Mr. Modi said, the world is entering an era where humans and intelligent systems co-create, co-work and co-evolve. He said AI will make the work smarter, more efficient and more impactful.
AI ke liye, insaan sirf data point na ban jaye, insaan sirf रॉ मटेरियल तक सीमित न रह जाए इसलिए एआई को डेमोक्रेटाइज करना होगा इसे इंक्लूजन और एम्पावरमेंट का माध्यम बनाना होगा और विशेष रूप से ग्लोबल साउथ में
Addressing the event, French President Emmanuel Macron said, India built something that no other country in the world has built.
And India built something that no other country in the world has built. A digital identity for 1.4 billion people. A payment system that now processes 20 billion transactions every month. A health infrastructure that has issued 500 million digital health IDs. Here are the results. They call it the India Stack, open, interoperable, sovereign. That difference is what this summit is about. We are clearly at the beginning of a huge acceleration.
Welcoming the world leaders attending the summit, Union Electronics and Information Technology Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said the government is working on all the five layers of the AI stack. He added that the government treats compute as public good. Later, the Prime Minister addressed the leaders' plenary at the summit. He said AI technology should be accessible for all and it should be the goal of every nation. Addressing leaders' plenary at the India AI Impact Summit this afternoon, Mr. Modi said, AI needs clear human values and guidance. He said aspirational India has a big role in the global journey of artificial intelligence. AI Impact Summit, a big technology company CEOs also attended the opening ceremony of the India AI Impact Summit 2026 at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. In his address, Chairman of Tata Sons N. Chandrasekharan described AI as the next foundational infrastructure. CEO of Anthropic, Dario Amodi, noted that AI has been advancing along an exponential curve for nearly a decade and is rapidly approaching a point where systems may surpass human cognitive capabilities across most domains. In his address, CEO of Alphabet, Sundar Pichai, described AI as the biggest platform shift of a lifetime and underlined its potential to accelerate scientific discovery. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today held a series of bilateral meetings with the world leaders on the sidelines of the ongoing India AI Impact Summit 2026 in New Delhi. Mr. Modi held a bilateral meeting with Crown Prince of Abu Dhabi, Sheikh Khalid bin Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan. During the meeting, both leaders discussed bilateral cooperation and expressed satisfaction at the progress achieved in various fields. Prime Minister Modi also held a bilateral meeting with the Netherlands Prime Minister Dick Schoof and Switzerland's President Guy Parmelin. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh inaugurated the 13th edition of Exercise Milan 2026 today at Visakhapatnam in Andhra Pradesh, marking the start of the premier multilateral naval exercise. Addressing the gathering, Mr. Singh said this edition reflects the global maritime community's confidence in India as a trusted and responsible maritime partner. He said this year, with the participation of 74 nations, Milan 2026 stands as the largest and most inclusive edition to date, a reflection of the confidence the global maritime community. In the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, Zimbabwe registered a 6-wicket victory over Sri Lanka in Group B match in Colombo this evening. Zimbabwe scaled down the target of 179 runs, scoring 182 for 4 in 19.3 overs. Electing to bat first, Sri Lanka had posted 178, losing 7 wickets in 20 overs. And with that, we end this news bulletin.